Thank you, Focus Camera, for sponsoring our show and bringing this podcast to the world. Please visit our sponsor, FocusCamera.com, or call them at 1-800-221-0828. And now here is The Nosh with your host, Kosher Guru.
You're now listening to The Nosh with your host, The Kosher Guru.
They're giving away swag. They're just giving people walk in the door, they're giving away stuff. They're just giving away stuff over here. It is insane. Who do we have on the air here from Focus?
Kaya
Mutter Pearl. I know that last name. That's a famous foodie name, you know that.
Yep, I got that
on. Are you related to any other Mutter Pearl? Okay.
Any
is there like a famous foodie Mutter Pearl down in South Jersey?
I don't know. I
believe
his name is Yosef.
How are you related to Yosef Mutter Pearl?
Well, he is currently my
uncle. Currently your uncle?
Yeah, no, currently. I go more of a different name there.
So currently, Yosef Mutter Pearl, big shout out to our good friends at Southside Sandwich Shop and Smokehouse in Lakeland, New Jersey. Love that place. Yes, he is. Yes, yes, yes. And so is Ralph Seddon. So first of all, a big shout out to our good friend Ralph Seddon, who helped make tonight over here happen.
Woo!
Ralph is a superstar here at Focus. Everyone just loves him. He's very, very busy helping so many people over there. That guy rocks. We love him. So, Mr. Mutter Pearl, tell us a little bit about Focus, the history, and what Focus is to the community over here.
Well, Focus is established back in the 1960s. It's located on 13th Avenue, and then we moved to our current location, which is located on behind the park, McDonald's.
Right under the F train tracks on McDonald Avenue.
Yep.
Oh, a beautiful store, man. Beautiful location. Looks like you're redoing everything.
Yeah.
Gorgeous.
Well, currently under construction, as you can see, we basically moved away part of the offices in the front to make a much bigger store. Right now, we only have one floor. We're in the process of making another one downstairs.
Really?
Yep.
Very, very cool.
That's where the Pepe Lounge is stored, and they are huge. It's an entire wall of Pepe. It's an entire wall of Pepe.
See, luckily, I did not know Focus on 13th Avenue. Don't know who.
I did.
You did?
I used to go to Focus on 13th all the time.
I didn't even know them, have no idea who they are, but this Focus Electronics is very, very cool. Thank God over here. It's awesome. It's insane. But, okay, before we get into everything, because I'm just looking around the room and seeing very, very cool stuff, what department do you work in here at Focus?
Probably in the computer department. And
computer. So you guys sell all kinds of computers? What do you guys sell over here?
We sell all different kinds of computers, all different companies, HP, Dell, Lenovo.
Lenovo, really? And HP, wow.
You know, I'm a big fan. I see the Chromebooks. I love the Chromebooks.
Yes, good word. Good word for Barbar. Yes, yes, yes. Good word for Barbar. Okay. No problem, no problem. But we're currently at, as we speak, live in Barbar.
Well, yes.
Or is this Kensington?
It's more like the borderline Kensington.
Close enough to Mendelssohn's, by the way.
Yes.
Close enough to Mendelssohn's Pizza and my good friends at Edison Home Healthcare, where I go for Memphis sometimes in the area.
And the share every other
day. Every other Tuesday when they have food and invite me, I actually go for the food. Really? That's very cool. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I didn't even know. So I can catch a Memphis here too, but Edison at 2:15 Memphis.
Make up, yeah.
Yes, yes. Get 2 minutes in and everything. 2 minutes in. So let me hear a little bit about Focus, and you guys have a website, a store. Tell us a little bit about where we can find and what we could find at Focus.
Currently, we are located at 1895
Right.
In addition, we are currently on the web at www.focus.com. We sell basically anything underneath the sun. We don't only range on electronics. We have all the home appliances, home gardens.
Speaking of home appliances, the Breville espresso machine, do you have a lock on that? Because Gabriel just brought a suitcase in.
I'm sure we can improvise and make a lock on that.
I'm taking that home with me.
No comment on that.
So on your website, and seriously in the store, besides the name of the store being Focus Camera, what else are you do you sell? Because I see so many amazing products.
Well, right now we have mostly electronic-based products over here now as well. But if you ask them the sales over here, we definitely have everything you need. For instance, me personally, I am a chronicler, so I need all the old tools included. We just got a lot of tools in, and I'm basically with my trailer and going shopping and getting the vehicles out.
Really?
Yeah.
Very good. So you're also a big Baal Chesed and Chaverim as well.
Yeah.
That's amazing. That really, really is amazing. How long have you been working here at Focus?
Since 2009.
Wow.
Going on, I believe, 9 or 10 years already.
2008, been here a long time.
Yeah.
Long time. Always in the computer department?
No, I started all the way in the warehouse, basically taping boxes.
Right.
Literally taping. Right. I was hired 2009, right before the busy season, and I was working my hours. You know, there were 7 a.m. in the morning to 2 o'clock in the morning. It was crazy, and I was, and from there, I slowly moved up from the warehouse into the computer department, and I've been traveling back and forth from New Jersey. And we're currently looking for more employees to help us. We're going into our busy season right now.
So remember to check out and go into Focus, call them, email. You got to give them where to call, because if you're hiring, there's so many hidden, so many people out there that need a job, that need help. So if you can actually give a chesed and Focus can hire more people, this is amazing.
Yeah, so you can currently send in your resume to career@focuscamera.com.
Cool.
In addition, you can give them a call at 718-437-8800, and they will transfer to the right department.
If my good friend Shlomo Klein from Enjoy Kosher Magazine is listening, they're hiring here. So email career@focuscamera.com, Shlomo. I know with your experience, you're going to be great over here.
Yeah, definitely.
Very, very cool. So you guys have camcorders, cameras, pianos, laptops. Look at all that. You have a deep fryer, a karaoke machine. I know people that love karaoke. You have the Braun mixer that people use to make potato kugel. I wish one of my sister-in-laws had that. They would have had better potato kugel than Thomas. That would have been very, very cool.
You see the face you're getting for your wife?
The other side of the family.
Why do they need to be a potato?
It could, but they need that Braun mixer. They need the Braun mixer.
Yes,
that Braun is a game changer. It's insane. And if you need it, you got to come to Focus and get it at Focus Camera.
Do you get to try stuff out?
In what sense, try them out?
Like the drum kit behind you.
The drum kit, I don't personally have one at home, but whenever I'm in Brooklyn and...
No, but I'm saying here, like, do they have items where they open up and test it?
Oh, yes, definitely, yes. We have, right now it's closed up for the sale, but yes, when you come in, there's a drum kit that's open for everyone. There's piano that you're able to test out. There's keyboards that you're able to play with. There's an addition guitar that you're able to play with. Yeah, we have opened up.
Just like, look at Phil, you know, show and tell, you know, I can come in, play with some stuff, see how it works.
Yeah, definitely, and not even that. Cameras also, if you want to try out the camera in 35, we'll open one up. We have a few open up the screen, you can go ahead and try them out before you buy it.
That's a lot of coolness. All in one little store over here. The store's not so little. It's growing and growing. I'm about to open up a second floor downstairs with the peppy Amazon lock where you can order on Amazon and pick up, which is very cool. This actually brings people into the store also.
Yes, and they walk in, they ask where the Amazon lock is on, we tell them it's downstairs, and then they thank you for coming to Focus and picking up your Amazon locker. In addition, if it was up to me, I would have all my Amazon packages coming here. I mean, well, I have an Amazon locker around the corner of my house.
It does make a lot of sense because I know in my neighborhood there were still, you know, instances of, you know, the deliveries being dropped off, you know, when people, you know, they grow legs.
Yeah.
You know, here, you know, I'm happy.
Yeah, see, then, you know, in my house, Mrs. Kosher Group wouldn't get in trouble by all the stuff she orders on Amazon every day coming in boxes, where she actually comes home early just like giving boxes in so I wouldn't see everything. So now she wouldn't have to do that because she get it off the Peppy locker.
If only.
And then she pick up what she wants and I wouldn't be like, what's going on over here? What are these boxes? Oh my God, you bought new stuff again today?
Just not just me, you said that's it?
No, it's not just you. Not just you, Spielberg. Mrs. Kosher Group does the same thing. you know, I just think she sends stuff like to her parents' house, like, you know, and that's why she goes out to Miracle and wastes all my gas on driving out there. I don't understand why, but I don't know. Like, does she really have to go to the Malcolm Office's place? Does she really have to? I don't get it. I just don't get it. I don't understand. The real Malcolm Office is there. I don't know why I have to go there. I don't. If you had the Malcolm Mavis, you would understand.
Hold on, tough guy. Your uncle is outside. Oh, what's wrong with you?
I do know that everything is on my table. And made me come out of my house and came to the store. I can't. I don't know why I'm going to the store. I go to the store, I get an appetizer, and I'm like, why are you coming here? I mean, like, seriously, I can't eat.
You were not there. We were just there 2 weeks ago.
It is fantastic.
I love it. I love the brisket. Yeah. This pastrami was uptight, by the way. Pastrami was insane.
I have to say that I started smoking already for a few years, and I have yet to have
one. You got, we're going to take you. We're going to take you. You're going to come with us. We're going to go for a ride with us.
I definitely don't mind that.
We're going to take you.
But I can't.
Why not?
I currently have surgery.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
So, about 7 months ago, I had the sleep. Yeah.
Right.
And my vegetarian, I could eat.
A little bit.
You got to see it. I'm before and after the picture.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You're looking very nice, by the way.
Thank you.
You're looking very, very nice.
It's crazy. You know, before and after the picture.
Sorry?
You want me to get out of the way?
No, I'm good. Thank you very much. We're good. So, that's it. Focus Camera is like a family. And if you really want to up your video game, you want to up your photo game, you want to up your social media, your Instagram, your Facebook game, let me tell you something. There's so many bloggers, people call themselves bloggers out there, that have no clue what they're doing. Their posts are terrible. Their groups are terrible. But because of Focus, you could be amazing again.
Or even, for instance, even if you do buy an expensive camera, Focus here, they'll show you how to use it properly. The better cameras you get, or even if you get the Rebel, the T6, that's the one on sale.
On sale, great price.
The whole kit, everything.
Correct.
By the way.
Oh, yeah. And not even that, if you really want, we are currently almost done with our Focus studio. You can buy the equipment here, rent the studio for an hour, and come down here with all the...
Whoa. Come on. I didn't know. Tell me about what's going on with the studio.
We are currently having rooms downstairs with lighting and equipment and backgrounds that you're able to come and bring in your own people and take pictures, professional pictures, in those studios.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
So you bring your own camera and stuff.
You can bring your own camera, you can rent out and rent the cameras that were available.
So they're just going to buy like an SD card or whatever they're taking with them.
Correct. And then you have you rent it on the hour for the day, bringing your own professional photo sheets or people and take your pictures and rent the room. Yeah.
That is amazing. Holy cow. Yossi?
One of the things I really enjoy, I follow Focus.
Yeah, make sure you follow Focus Camera on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and anywhere else.
I'm showing everybody live, like right here, right Instagram. You gotta follow Focus. It's beautiful. You gotta show the description of the picture, how it was taken, who took it, and all that, the photo, you know, the meta.
I do follow Focus on Instagram, and I love the picture. And I enjoy looking at the pictures all the time. The person that's running the account is not trying to be there, but they do amazing pictures and all the heck that I love.
They do amazing stuff.
I enjoy looking at them all the time.
They do amazing stuff. They have so much going on over here. I want to thank you so much for joining us on the air right now over here. It is amazing. Are we going to be talking about anything else?
At the moment, they need me back.
They need you back because everyone's going crazy over themselves. Yeah. We're going to need you back over there. I want to thank everybody for tuning in for another amazing segment of the Nosh here at Focus Camera this Monday. Shabbos will be right back after a brief word from our sponsors. Peace out.
Looking for the best prices on all of your photography, video, electronics, computer, and office needs? Check out Focus Camera today. Focus Camera, located at 895 McDonald Avenue in the Borough Park section of Brooklyn, New York. FocusCamera.com, 1-800-221-0828. Free expedited shipping in the New York tri-state area. Same day shipping on orders placed before 2 p.m. Call 1-800-221-0828 or order at FocusCamera.com. Quicksilver Capital, providing innovative financing solutions that help small businesses grow and thrive. Quicksilver Capital provides a full line of innovative financing solutions that help small and medium-sized businesses in the United States grow and thrive. An alternative to traditional bank loans, which are often difficult to secure, Quicksilver Capital provides fast access to working capital at competitive rates with easy, convenient repayment programs. Quicksilver Capital experts have more than 30 years of experience in financing, sales, and merchant services. Founded in 2016, Quicksilver Capital is a privately held company based in New York. To find out how they can help your business grow today, please call them at 888-991-3131 and ask for Ken Marshall, or visit them at quicksilvercap.com. Reisman's Bakery began as a family-owned and operated business over 50 years ago and is still a household icon for kosher food consumers across the nation. From our tantalizing Rugelachen pastries to our world-famous Hamantaschen, Reisman's Bakery offers a full line of specialty baked goods to satisfy the most discriminating palate. Reisman's Bakery is under the OU Kosher certification. Look for us at Kosher Fine Retailers today and enjoy us with your family.
And we're back to another amazing segment of The Nosh with your host, Kosher Guru here, Team Kosher Guru. There's Spielberg over there.
What's up?
Around. So we can see Spielberg. What's up, what's up? This is The Nosh, and I'm your host, Kosher Guru. This segment of The Nosh is corporately sponsored by Quicksilver Capital for all of your small and medium-sized business needs. Thank God Yossi doesn't need them or know who they are. But Quicksilver Capital is the premier funder for all of your business funding needs. Check them out at quicksilvercap.com. Follow them on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and yeah, give them a call. www.quicksilvercap.com. And if you are a broker in the MCA, Merchant Cash Advance industry, check them out because they are a direct funder and they're looking for great ISOs and running great specials this holiday season. Yes, you said a word it just said. I guess not.
I think
not
you said money somewhere in there.
Money somewhere in there. Yes, yes, indeed. And that is what's going on over here. Anyway, Yossi, I heard you made your part yod again.
Yes, as you know, because you follow me and because we're in constant communication.
Constant communication.
That is too much. I'm chagrin of Mrs. Kosher Guru. We're in constant communication. sorry. So, yes, once again, on Friday, I fired my smoker. I throw some food in the smoker. And
by the way, you're talking about fired smoker. I want to be, I'm going to have to probably go be with Uncle Avel, but we want to get the Baruch Dynamis. Our good friend smoker just went up on fire tonight. Yes, but we actually did message him and I made sure that he's okay and his house is okay and he's okay. But Bosch, Moshe Schuberts, is that what you call him?
Yes, Moshe Schuberts. Hashtag partner money.
Yes, yes, yes.
Bomb
so,
Instagram.
Bosch, we are sorry about the loss of your smoker. Thank God everything is okay and you're okay. But when you do get your smoker back, you got to hear what this man has put on his party up.
So what I do is I smoke the party up. Party up for those that don't know, dark meat chicken cutlets that I put on the smoker about 45 minutes. I just want to get that smoke flavor and I start like cooking them up. Then I throw it on the grill to finish it. And then like about 5 minutes left, I glaze on Daddy Sam.
Daddy Sam? What is Daddy Sam?
Daddy Sam is the most amazing garlic sauce that I'm in love with in the morning. It's thick. It's got some good flavor. Oh, Super says it's a silent food. That's silent, by the way. Anyway, yes. So Daddy Sam is a fantastic product. I believe it's a new brand. We met them in Kosher Fest. And I am absolutely in love. They have three flavors. They have the salmon, which I know Mrs. Kosher Guru uses. Because those who follow Mrs. Kosher Guru on the fancy Instagram, you'll see that. Plus, she's told me it's great.
You don't have to follow Mrs. Kosher Guru, don't worry.
And so, I as well have you.
Okay, go follow Mrs. Kosher Guru.
I usually like to throw things at him. And so, that.
She can take an Uber home tonight.
So they have
what's up?
They have a regular flavor, and then they have a ginger jalapeno. I happen to like being spicy, so I like. So actually, I did a mix this week. I had company coming over, so I did five of the target, family pack, and common brand. It's delicious there. need to smother bacon and so I took those probably up, five of them with the ginger jalapeno, five of them the regular Daddy Sam. Insane.
So I'm actually on Daddy Sam's website, and I want to read this brief history because I find it fascinating. When there's actually truth in MS, like when you shot that focus, Mr. Berkowitz, the owner here, supports so much Torah and so much learning that he sponsored and written so many books on Torah, and there's so many people learning that in Lakewood and other places because of your shopping here at Focus. So just like there's a story behind here, supporting folks is supporting Marvin Torah is the word I think you use.
Yes, that is.
Meet Daddy Sam at his spouse. Way back in 1883, 16-year-old Sam O'Gesby got up a stagecoach in Merton, Texas, and bought a cowboy hat at the general store. Before long, he married the pretty young shop clerk who sold to him and was raising a pack of kids with her on their West Texas ranch. Everyone called him Daddy Sam, and everyone loved his barbecue sauce. That's a story. This history behind it.
I will say, you can't always do that. When it comes to Focus, Ralph is taken.
That is very
bad. You can't always do that. It doesn't always work. Like when I went to Lids and I bought the new Cap 3, by the way.
Cap 3 is cool.
I didn't ask the guy if he was naked. You can't always do that.
No, but his sauce is insane.
That Daddy Sam's sauce is insane.
But Daddy Sam, the sauce. By the way, we even put it, I don't know what it's called. What's the fish one called?
Salmon.
No, what is the sauce called?
Salmon glaze.
That's his called salmon glaze?
I believe so. Mrs. Coach, can we get a ruling on this?
Insane.
I believe it's a salmon glaze.
It is. Original Daddy sauce, salmon, ginger jalapeno sauce, salmon and seafood glaze. Salmon and seafood glaze. Original ginger jalapeno. And that's it. That's what they have.
It's simple. They don't have a million products. They just have three sauces.
Right. And by the way, delicious. Delicious. And the Daddy Sam's original sauce, insane. Happens to be, I have to honestly say, probably one of the best sauces on the market right now.
Legitimately love. Before this, my daughter's like, this is better than Sweet Baby Ruth.
Used to be everyone's go to back then when we started on a WhatsApp group to talk.
Yeah, so Sweet Baby Ruth, fantastic. But this is, it's got this like thick molasses, you know, going on. It just got some really good flavor. And I will tell you, I've had conversations with Kyle.
From Daddy Sam's.
And, excuse me. And
it's okay. We forgive you.
I'm trying to push Daddy Sam's into experimenting into hot sauce. Like real, proper hot sauce, which I think we're missing. Like the hottest sauce that I can get now is the bone sucking jalapeno, which is very nice. It's good flavor. It's got heat, but I want to have something where, like, as I'm eating it, I'm like, I'm having it.
Yes, yes, she appreciates everything I make and cook in the Coach Guru Test Kitchen. Hey, drop some printers off, we're going to take some printers home. They're just willing out free stuff all night long over here. Free swag over here at Focus Camera in Borough Park, New York. 895 McDonald Avenue. They are insane. They are amazing. Giving out free swag. You buy something, you get something. You buy something more, you get something more. You keep buying, you keep getting. They keep giving. It is amazing. And by the way, holidays is coming up. I see on the Daddy Sam's website, they have a Daddy Sam's gift bag for $20. That is only DaddySams.com.
What's in the gift bag?
It looks like all their sauces, nicely packaged in a gift pack. You could deliver it and send it to wherever you want, and it looks like it's a great, great holiday gift for holiday season coming up.
I know where I'm at during the day, where I work, they have like a Super Santa gift bag. I think I might get a few of those, but that would be great.
That would be a great gift, and by the way, I know where you work, a lot of people over there, they would love it. The problem is if you give it to a man by the name of Charles, he'll make you use it. And he'll make you use it on meat that you're going to buy and feed it to him. He does appreciate you. You are a very appreciative person. He's great. We love Charles. Also, moving right along, Pesach is coming up, and I know it's not on the list, but I forgot to talk about Leisure Time Tours. They have so many great Pesach programs coming up, and if you're looking for a great hotel to go for Pesach, from the Arizona Biltmore to the Boca Raton Resort and Club in Florida, to the PGA National Club in Florida also, to the Grand Hotel Palazzo del Fonte in Rome, to the Hilton Westchester, used to be called the Rytown Hilton, to the Four Seasons in Fulton. I actually went to go visit with them. They took me along when I was there for Sukkot to go to the hotel, insane hotel.
Wow.
LeisureTimeTours.com, 718-528-0700. If you're looking for a really upscale, I mean really upscale program, you are going to want to take a look at LeisureTimeTours.com. They have six hotels for Pesach. Insane. Insane in the membrane. Talking about great stuff, I'm making a bat mitzvah coming up soon. I hope you're going to be at our bat mitzvah live podcast and your show for my daughter's bat mitzvah.
I absolutely will be at the bat mitzvah. Absolutely.
Live podcasting the show.
Absolutely.
Do you think you're going to be live podcast on your own? Can you handle the whole show the entire time on your own?
I would. I bring some moonshine.
That's good. I would have to bring your own. It's BYOB, so you better bring your own moonshine.
Nice. Are they checking at the door like when I go to like a Jets game?
No checking the door.
Check my bags.
No checking the door. The best caterers, who I love so much, Main Event Muslim caterers, will not be checking at the door. You can bring whatever you want as long as it's kosher.
Absolutely. So I will
sealed and kosher.
I will be BYOB live podcast if that's what it takes.
If that's what it takes,
make your daughter happy on a special day.
On a very special day.
Then that's what I'll do, maybe.
On a very, very special day. But do you also know what's coming up very, very soon?
I do.
What is it?
I do. Which date, though? A lot of things coming up very soon.
January 1st, New Year's Day.
Other than the Winter Classic, which I will not be participating in the NHL Winter Classic. I don't know why they get the call up. I'm very upset about that.
Which teams are playing this year in the NHL Winter Classic?
You gotta call me out like that?
Not your team and not you. That's all that counts.
That's right. It's not me, so we don't really care.
But what is going to be up is Fired Up Florida. Fired Up Florida is the kosher barbecue battle and festival in Boca Raton. It's going to be at the Boca Raton Synagogue January 1st. And your MC for the day is going to be none other than Kosher Guru.
Right.
Woo! They also have some great celebrity judges. Warren Rockmaster is going to be a judge.
I saw that. He announced that.
Menzel Siegel is going to be a judge.
Wow.
Yost Schwartz is going to be a judge.
We got some real celebrities.
We got some
people don't know. Those are real barbecue food. That they know what they're talking about.
Are you throwing me into that crowd also? Or you think just those people are not Kosher Guru?
You said me or me?
Me. Me.
If you want to, throw yourself in that crowd, go for it. But those people don't know. Warren is he wins a lot of competitions. Mendel, Rosh.
He does. There's going to be a 3-on-3 boys middle school basketball tournament, kids' activities, proceeds to benefit Tomchei Shabbos and Hadar High School. We already mentioned the separate judges. Food for sale by Judd's Memphis Kitchen. Judd's from Borough Park, New York, that's going down to Florida. And Sinaholic. Sinaholic is a vegan store on the ORB that's opening up down there. It's a new store. They reached out to us. But they're just a store selling cinnamon, like bugs.
Really? Vegan?
Yes. And there's a VIP $50 wristband tasting, private booth that you can get your thing. 1 to 5 p.m. And the grill's light at 6 a.m. So I'm going to be spending Shabbos. I'm not sure who's coming down with me yet, but I will be by myself down in Florida for New Year's weekend. So anyone who wants to hit me up and come hang out with Team Kosher Guru, all by myself. Got lots to do New Year's Eve, so got no plans yet and everything. So make sure you hit Kosher Guru up and everything. I got stuff being thrown at me over here. I got stuff being thrown at me. Hey, those are expensive new business cards.
Those are the fancy business cards.
Yeah, look. By the way, who made that for us?
Graphic Dimensions Press.
Graphic Dimensions Press. Awesome. Love those.
7825-3-4003.
What's the number?
7825-3-4003.
Those Graphic Dimensions Press does an amazing, amazing job. Love those. But you're in Florida. Make sure New Year's Day, Fired Up, the Jay Fetter Jewelers Fired Up Kosher Barbecue Competition and Festival, located, it's going to be at the Boca Raton Synagogue in Florida, and it's going to be a lot of fun. Also, what's the one on our website, Jesse?
Restaurant Directory. In addition to the constant blog posts that are always going up, the recipes
and the podcast that keeps going up,
but we also have the restaurant directory, directory.thekosherguru.com, but you can link to it directly from thekosherguru.com. You'll see the directory there. more restaurants being added daily, restaurant owners taking ownership of the listings on a constant basis.
It's like a kosher Yelp where you can leave your own review, upload pictures of your experience.
Absolutely. It's really gaining traction. I'm really proud of it. Avi is really crushing that.
That is amazing, amazing, amazing. restaurant directory, part of, go to www.thekosherguru.com. I think I put in four W's, but I meant three W's. www.thekosherguru.com. Take a look at our only restaurant directory where we have, I think it's up to over 1,000 restaurants in the USA and Canada, because Kosher Guru is worldwide. We are the worldwide one and only Kosher Guru.
That's true.
Often imitated, yet never duplicated. We are the one and only. And our restaurant directory is there to help you, free of charge. You want everyone to go check it out. It is non-sponsored, meaning any restaurant for free could put up their information about their restaurant. And that's it. I'm about to, like, you know, write. Yes, he is all over the papers and everything going on over there. But yeah, that really is more or less all we've been talking about tonight. Anything else you have to talk about?
I'm still not focused. I'm
sorry. In focus, at focus.
Do you see the there's another one of those cameras that's going. Those robots,
yeah, those cameras. I think they have like two left. They're like, sort of like 100.
I bet they have more downstairs or wherever they store them.
I don't know, but they have a lot of Nikons left. Look at the Nikons underneath over there. Yeah, the Sony's. The Sony's. And the Panasonic, so we got a Panasonic.
Yeah.
Which one did we get again?
Liberty Bob!
4K in the house! This guy over here is doing 4K video now for us, and it's amazing! It is. Really, so that is it for our show tonight. We want to thank everybody for joining us here at Focus Camera 895, McDonald Avenue, Brooklyn, New York.
I would say for Sean Bias, people should follow my vlog for...
Yes, someone should follow Mrs. Kosher Guru, who was kind enough to sit in the corner all night long and make sure that the plug stayed plugged in as it was testing out all the new stuff they were buying at Focus. Follow at Mrs. Kosher Guru on Instagram and Facebook, or really just Instagram, because that's where she's at.
Go to the website.
Go to the website. Great stuff going on our website, www.thekosherguru.com. I want to thank everybody for tuning in to The Nosh with your host, Kosher Guru. It's going to be a great week, a Shavua Tov, a good buck. A great, great shopping season here at Focus. Make sure you check them out. We are out. Peace out, everybody. Okay, that's it. Everyone, thank you for tuning in. We love having you. That's awesome. We'll see you next time. Peace out.
If you want to tell me,
thanks for
you could have helped over here. Yes, it's not turning off.
That is what it is.
Sorry?
Did you talk about this or did you get to it?
We did talk about it already.
Yes?
Yes. We did talk about it.
We'll just take some pictures, okay?
No problem, but we talked about it a lot, probably more than anything else tonight.
Smile.